This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New data today from the National Association of Realtors will tell us about home sales, the used ones, not the new ones. Higher interest rates are designed to slow these sales, and slow they did. And now there's this banking mess. Ali Budner has more.
Robert Padilla and his wife Patricia have been looking for a house to buy in Santa Fe, New Mexico for about a year.
So it's just the two of us, but we have family that we like. They come down to visit us, so we wanted a three-bedroom, two-bath.
But there hasn't been much to look at in their price range, which is about $350,000. Padilla works as a security guard for the public schools. The houses they've seen have been disappointing.
The roofs are leaking. They've had animals living in there, chickens. I mean, we just can't do that.
If mortgage rates were lower, he says they'd be able to look at nicer houses. Rates have come down from their high of more than 7% last November, but with rates around 6.5% now, buying is out of reach for many home shoppers. It's all a bit of a negative feedback loop between buyers and sellers, says Salma Hepp, chief economist at CoreLogic.
Both sides think it's bad time to buy and it's bad time to sell, and so both are sitting on the sidelines.
Hepp says this trend has been worsening.
Both attributed to higher mortgage rates.
And now there's the uncertainty of a banking crisis to factor in.
A lot of the expectation is that mortgage rates may again go up and that we will see a tightening of lending conditions.
And Hepp also points out that consumer sentiment is low. Logan Motashami agrees. He's a lead analyst for Housing Wire, an industry website.
A friend of mine that still works in the lending industry told me that a home buyer just took all the money out of their bank because they were afraid that the bank was going to go under. And they said, we don't want to even buy a house. We just don't want to lose our money.
But Motashami and other analysts do see a flicker of hope for the housing market going forward. Nadia Evangelou is a senior economist for the National Association of Realtors. That's the group that releases the monthly home sales reports.
Rates may decrease even further in the coming weeks, depending on reactions in the financial market.
Evangelou is cautiously optimistic because contract signings rose significantly for the second straight month, and that's a good indicator for home sales. But like many analysts and would-be home buyers and sellers, she's holding her breath for the Federal Reserve's next move. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.